At the UPS store, we know things can get busy this upcoming holiday. You can count on us to be open and ready to help with any packing and shipping or anything else you might need.
Is there anything you can't do?
Actually, I don't have a good singing voice. The UPS... Nope. But our certified packing experts can pack and ship just about anything.
At least that's good.
Your local, the everything you need to be unstoppable store. The UPS store. Be unstoppable. The UPS store locations are independently owned. Product services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Man, Homegrown Radio Live, Chuck Dizzle, Miss Bliss.
Yes, yes.
Hey, man, DJ Head's out in New York right now doing his thing, man. Hey,
this fool took pictures with
50.
Huh? Everybody.
Got a Sway. He was on Power 105.1. He did Common Sense with
Charlamagne. What was his name, DJ Self?
Self, man. Shouts out to all iHeart radio family out there, man. Yeah. Head is on like a world tour.
New York
and this
tour.
Nigga ain't even got no single or nothing, man. He just out there working. So salute to DJ Head out there.
He putting it down for the West Coast.
Straight up, man.
Yeah, his mixes is popping.
Yo, man, straight up. And good looking out, man. In the house with us right now.
Right
we got
now.
None other than Ditta Joe, man. Hey, man, he took you away from us last week.
Yes.
It was ruining you and all that shit.
And it was so fucking dope. We had a really good time last week.
Yo, man, 1993 is available right now, man.
Yes, go get that.
Go support.
It's real
that.
Hot.
Please do.
Man, now for the folks that aren't familiar with Ditta Joe, man, go on and let them know where you hail from, you know, how you got the name and the project 1993, how we all kicked everything off, bro.
All right. Well, I'm originally from Indianapolis, Indiana, okay. Born and raised east side, Naptown was good. And pretty much, man, Ditta Joe comes from a good old friend of mine. Now, the story behind that is, as embarrassing as it is to tell, my name is D'Anthony, and people always call me DJ for short. So people wanted to know what DJ stood for eventually. And before I could, answer, a buddy of mine kind of just blurted out Ditta Joe. Mm-hmm. So we're kind of just looking at him like, Ditta Joe? Mm-hmm. I don't get it. So he is, as corny as it sounds, just comes out and says, nah, Ditta Joe mama. Yeah. So he pulls one of those on me. And just from there, it was like, I don't know where people just started calling me that around the, you know, middle school hallways. And then.
Yo, so it started off as a joke. Like,
it really was just a joke, just in the art
it's
class.
It's like one of those, like, hey, yo, D tried to get at you. D who? D's nuts.
Right,
like,
right,
something
right.
Like that. So
yeah, exactly.
Ditta Joe mama came
at Joe mama. Joe.
Exactly.
That's funny.
That's yes. Crazy. But it's dope how you flipped that to something that was ultimately right. A joke towards you to now that's your name and that's what you're running at.
Yeah.
Now, are you still in contact with the dude who made fun of you?
Man, actually, very, very vaguely. Like, I think through Facebook, maybe?
That's crazy.
His name's Steve Hackney, man. So shout out Steve.
Well, there go your credit, man. Yo. You ain't gonna get no credit on the album. But you gonna get credit right there, man.
I still gotta trademark that, man.
Straight up.
I ran with it, but thank you for the idea, man. For real.
Gotta do that. Now, you came up here. Obviously, you celebrating, man, again, that the project's out there right now, 1993. You pour some champagne all over the Homegrown Radio floor,
man. Champagne.
It's all love, though, man.
Hey,
so
it's my first time actually opening the champagne bottle. So, you know, I had to share the moment with you.
I wish we could have got that on camera. No, man, that shit was
nobody
hilarious.
Got that?
That was hilarious.
Everything has its reason.
It's all good though, man. So 1993, man. I mean, tell the people the reason why that name.
Oh, man. Well, first and foremost, 1993 is obviously, as some people can guess easily, is my birth date,
of course.
Birth year. And really kind of how my story goes is my mom being a singer, my dad being a musician, they kind of came together and decided that they wanted to name their son after something they felt would be good for a musician. So after that whole thing went about and I was born, you know, I kind of dropped out of college one day and I just decided, you know what, I'm just going to come back home and chase my dreams. Got the blessing from my dad. And few months later, I'm in LA and just going on into the journey of being out here trying to chase the dream and being an upcoming artist and everything. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to find my own way to really just kind of document that.
Yeah.
And so really 1993 just came from that whole thought. And it was real cool because I actually had this conversation that sparked it where my mom kind of explained that story of how I was born. Mm-hmm. And it was just kind of funny in our own way that, you know, me being here at 21 and doing all the things I was doing at that time, you know, was happening. And just thus far, the whole journey itself has been just something crazy to see come together. Just all the pieces falling into place, the growth coming from behind all of that. And it's cool because just, again, like documenting all that through the music, subconsciously I came to, you know, really put together every piece of the, you know, few years I've been out here. And in my own R&B way, you know, now I finally get to share that with the world. So I hope you guys will stay on this journey with me from here on out and enjoy the beginning of this story of mine here.
Now, is this your first project?
Yes.
Are you serious? Because, I mean, listening to it, and we'll get into some songs, but it sounds like you've been down this road before. Now, you said your parents, your mom was a singer, your mom and dad?
Yeah, mom singers. Dad's a musician.
Okay.
It's real cool, yeah. Like, they had a band together and all
so
that
you
stuff.
So you were bred into this shit. Like, so you've known this from an early age.
Exactly.
This is just your first, you know, this is your introduction to the world, but you've been doing this or been around this from day one.
Of course.
So when was your introduction in terms of, like, okay, the spotlight, so to speak? Okay, I want to become an artist. You know what I mean?
Well,
let's take it back. Let's take it back before then. What was your first introduction to just, like, music? Like, you actually picking up an instrument or you getting behind the mic?
Actually, I think when I was 3 years old, I remember my mom, again, would tell me, like, as my dad had his band rehearsals, he would do it at our house, and our his musicians would just leave their instruments in the basement of ours. So really, it was all these times that she would just notice me just sneaking out of my room and just sneaking downstairs, and she would hear like little drum taps going on. So from there, she just figured, okay, yeah, we got a musician on our hands. So just throughout the years, I tried all these different things. I tried the sports, and I tried one time break dancing, which really didn't work out.
I was like, nah, that's not my thing. I'm just going to stick to these drums or something
I just it was really just like, okay, I know I can do this, though. Mm-hmm. And from there, I just started picking up so much. It was like, okay, you know what? I really think I want to be a rock star, matter of fact.
That's
I'll just
dope.
Say it that way. I want to be a rock star. So that's how, you know, I started growing out the dreads. Learning all these different instruments afterwards that I kept hearing. Because a real big influence of mine is Prince.
Gotcha.
So after hearing people like that doing what they could do, mm-hmm. that really sparked, like, all these different things and curiosities out of me. So from there, I was just like, this is what I'm going to do.
What instruments do you play?
Really anything,
like,
you don't stick your mouth on.
What don't I play? Shit.
Yeah, I play anything you don't stick your mouth on.
All right, you gotta look at her when you say that, man. I don't call, man. Come look at me when you say that, bro. Come
I
on,
try
man.
To look, yeah. I try to look around the room. My head didn't quite make it back into that whole thing.
We didn't lock eyes, so it's cool.
Okay,
we good.
Okay,
I just saw your head going this way. I'm like, I'm just gonna go this way with it.
Yeah.
So yeah. Going to repeat the answer to her one more time. Yes. Anything what? Anything that you can't put
anything
in mouth.
Anything that you don't put your mouth on.
There you go. There you
hey, y'all are so retarded for
I'm just
that.
Saying. No, yeah. So, but that.
No,
that,
but no, hold up. I gotta actually explain that more specifically for the people.
Go ahead, please.
I was gonna say, why is that?
Yes.
No trumpet,
I play
no flute.
Not yet.
Okay.
But I do play guitar mainly. My first love. My bass guitar, kind of got that from my dad. Mm-hmm. So I play drums, of course, like I said. And then I play keyboards and stuff like that. I played violin for some time. And so from there, I'm just going to keep going with it, honestly. So ain't no telling what's next. I want to play saxophone, though.
You said the bass guitar is your love?
No, just the regular, like,
the regular
you have
guitar.
Lead
okay.
guitar and then gotcha, you have, like, bass guitar. Yeah.
So how come, why the guitar versus the drums? You first picked up the drums, but the guitar was something that you fell in love with. Why is that?
Honestly, I mean, like they say, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Pops.
And with my pops being, you know, bassist and also my uncles, my mom's brother, my dad's brother, mm-hmm. both kind of played bass. So I just kind of like went into my own lane with it, I suppose, mm-hmm. instead of like carrying on the torch from them, per
gotcha.
Se. So, yeah, man, like it's my dad always calls himself like five strings. So mm-hmm. I was like six strings.
Gotcha. Now, what's always interesting about that, too, you get the two lanes you get with kids that are part of musicians or, you know, come with that world. You get one side that, of course, they pick it up and the parents are encouraging. It's like, yo, go down that route. And you got the other side. It's like, nah, I've been down that road, son. I don't want you to do that. But how was your upbringing?
Man, it was always love and support. And I feel like really there was really no other option for my parents because, again, I felt like they were the ones who manifested and spoke this into existence and mm-hmm. said this is what we wanted for our kid.
Right.
So, you know, you speak power into a person's life like that, especially before they're born. And, hey, you get what you called on.
Now, what did you go to school for?
I was just about to say that.
I mean, I just went to regular old school. Did the what did I do? Middle school, high school, marching bands and jazz bands. I played in pep bands for like basketball games, and then I actually got to do. I played drums a lot more when I was playing like what was it called? Show choirs? Is that what they call? Yeah, you know when it's like when choirs do their whole like Broadway thing, sing and dance, and then go and compete. But you know we have a band to accompany them, so I played drums for them like all 4 years of high school, and it was cool. Like I actually was. Who was in the choir? Tierra Thomas was actually in the choir like the first couple years. So, you know, that kind of brought that relationship together. So shout out Tierra Thomas, all love. And
this is in Indiana?
Yeah, back in Indianapolis.
Okay, Indianapolis. Okay, so what you said you went to college and dropped out, right?
Yep.
Okay, so what did you go to school for when you went
in
to college?
Yeah,
what
did you major in? Man, I was actually supposed to major in recording arts. So pretty much
so you
wanted
to go down that lane. Okay.
Yeah, you know, but... with that, like, being one thing, and then my other focus really being the career.
Yeah, them Nats
part,
is thirsty, man. Them Nats trying to get them alcohol, like, man. They seen it. They like, okay.
Yeah, I can't have that.
My bad.
It's all good, man. But really, I think my other focus just being the career side, and starting to notice, like, people really believe that I could do that. I just started running that way instead of really focusing on school. Mm-hmm. So from there, it was just like my parents started noticing my grades slipping and I wasn't going to class. So they finally just said, you know what, son, I think you should just give it a year and come home and chase your dreams.
Yeah. Damn. So okay. When you what school did you actually go to?
Full Sail University.
Where's that at?
Orlando, Florida.
Okay. So you went to you kind of went to the South.
Yeah.
Came back. And what brought you over here to the West?
Man, couple of things. Really, a friend of mine who I was working with in Florida at the time was kind of saying, like, you know what, I think we're about to go out here to start doing some stuff with our filming, and I think you should really try to come with us. Mm-hmm. And it was almost like he wouldn't let me say no. However, I didn't, you know, really pursue anything with him, obviously. And so from there, I just went back home, got, you know, some bread together, and then just one day I get a call from a friend of mine who said, hey, like, I got some opportunity for you out here. I think you should fly out and come check it out. Came out, started, you know, kind of building around a few people, left, and I was like, you know what, I think I can make it out there. So,
and how long ago was that?
This was 3 years ago.
3 years ago. So you got your first taste of the West Coast coming out here, seeing what the LA life was about, and you caught that bug from then.
Yeah, man. And it really was like no question afterwards, because, you know, it's Indianapolis compared to the West Coast. So really no biggie.
No brainer.
What we do here, man, at Homegrown Radio, we do something called the business card track. So off of 1993, what's the best representation? If you're walking up on the street and, you know, somebody, you have to hand somebody a card, you know, the best representation right now off of 1993, what track would be the business card track?
Man, the business card
track.
The
best representation, man, of Did a Joe right now.
I'd have to say the number one track, Primavera.
Okay.
So
let's got a dope little breakdown. So we're gonna go and play it, man. Let's get into his Primavera right here. Did a Joe, homegrownradio.net. Bringing radio back to its roots. 1993, available right now. Grab it.
Back where we started from, this must be forever, cause you keep coming around again.
Don't talk to me.
I done seen them all, and they look a lot just like you. Yeah, just the Cinderella, Primavera, rocking yellow stilettos. Hurt if you let us, she'll give you one night, then vanish forever. Well, I think I get it. But if two broken hearts could come together, do you think they'd be perfect for each other? Well, you got my full attention, what else can I give you? When you say that it's too much for me to ever miss you. Your eyes look a bit darker. Time away, the only thing you've been sparking. It's no wonder you can't compensate.
This must be what your heart looks like on drugs. All broken and falling apart on love.
talk to me, don't talk to me, don't talk to me. The turn up is about to get sober tonight. I can even send shots in your room if you like.
I just like that shit.
Oh, yeah. The turn up is about to get sober tonight. Well, if you say that you're the one, then what's the difference with you? Girl, I only got tonight, but I can give it to you. You're such a work of art, my primavera. Now it's all becoming clearer. So you only need me to take your mind off another nigga. I know.
This must be what your heart looks like. Yeah. On trust. All broken and falling apart.
I don't know how you do, but I know at the drop of the dime, this party better come out.
Hey, I had to break it down one time.
You have
to. What's the name of that one more time?
That one is called Primavera.
Okay, man. It's off at 1993. Going to grab that. And let them know how they can get in contact with you. Social media, SoundCloud, all that, bro.
Everywhere is at Didda Joe. That's DiddaJoe. So, Snapchat, Facebook. I already said Snapchat.
All that, man. Snap
all
it again.
Of that, man.
Why not?
It's hard to name all of them. It's so many things. Whatever you use, just Didda Joe, man.
Just going to find them, man. Of course, everything. This is Homegrown Radio. We're bringing radio back to us. Roots from Chuck Dizzle.
Homegrown
Bliss over there. Homegrown.
Facebook.com/homegrownradio.net.
I know I messed that up for you.
It's all good.
At Homegrown Radio, Instagram, Twitter, even the Snapchat. We are in here live again. Didda Joe, you said from Indianapolis, bro.
Yeah.
Came to the West Coast. You know what's funny about that too? I mean, speaking of like, was it Indiana, I guess? But when I think of Didda Joe, I think of like the Jacksons, bro. Because Didda Joe Jackson. I don't know. I just think of that.
Didda Joe Jackson.
Didda Joe Jackson. I mean, it's like you like an extended Jackson because you play all these damn instruments, man. You hella musical. You just an artist to the core, man. And even hearing that music, when I first press play, I'm like, okay, like this dude got some shit to him. So for this to be your first project, I mean, I understand it comes from the music and comes from the family from day one. So it was bred in you. But to be able to pull that off on your first attempt is remarkable, bro. So I salute you on that.
Thank you. Thank you.
You have put out music before, though, correct?
Yeah.
But not a full project?
Definitely, yeah. I put stuff on like SoundCloud and YouTube before a few years back, just like little stuff.
But, just testing it here and there.
Yeah, you know, just letting people know like, yeah, I do exist. I can do this too. But, you know, it's just been timing from there, man. Just timing and letting things fall into place and letting just things grow into place.
That you know, it's very interesting to hear you say that because we live in a time now, especially being an artist, living in a world of social media. Right. It's like, yo, I got to get something out right now. I got to put these EPs together. I got to throw this out there. You know, I got to pull full projects, whatever the case may be, because you feel like you're in a race with other artists and you're comparing yourself. What held you back from saying, you know what, I'm not going to take that approach. Let me work with the timing.
Man, it was really just like, I see this person doing their thing. I see that person doing their thing. And it was really just like, you know, just waiting for my turn, if anything. I feel like, you know, I could have easily put something out like last year and put out the body of work that you guys have now. And it still may have done the same thing, still may have not. It still may had, you know, to compete a different way with like the Tory Lanez and Bryson Tillers and all. And I'm like, no, that's not necessary. There's all this competition going on when it's like anybody who can really bring something different to the table is always going to find their way to shine. And there's room for all of us. Let's all eat.
Yeah.
So I just wanted to make sure that, you know, with that competition being like the real big mindset and something I still respect it in hip hop, you know, nevertheless, but still it doesn't have to be that.
Yeah.
There's room for everybody if you make it, but still it's just like letting a person go at a time instead of trying to like oversaturate all this stuff and bring all these new things to people's minds. You know, let them get a taste for one or the other and then we can just build from there.
Yeah. Now if you had to break down your style in three words, how would you do that for somebody that's never heard your music? You know, you got three words to describe Didda Joe.
Man, yeah. I would just
damn,
say.
You see the lights just turn off as soon as you said
that
shit?
That damn.
Damn.
Man. Man. Ah. Three words.
There's a lot of symbolism going on over here. Popping champagnes, we celebrate. Lights turning off when you're up in here, man.
Out.
Artistry, just everything happening. Sorry, my bad. Keep going, bro.
Man, really, I would just call it alternative B.
Alternative B.
Alternative and B. Because I grew up a lot, like, learning and listening to rock music, but I still always had that same love for R&B, so I like to, you know, to think of my own style as kind of alternative and B, just, you know, everything that's in between, mm-hmm. but still just keeping something of rock going and still keeping, like, the rhythm and blues a part of that whole ingredient, you know, that whole recipe of things. So I'm going to call it that, alternative.
You got three
B.
words in, too. Alternative and
three,
B.
God
damn.
That's three words, right?
Shit.
All right.
You threw me off right there. I didn't think he was going to hit it all in one shot.
Yeah.
You got it. Now, just going off, I'm going to just name a couple of tracks on there because we're going to play another song. But
Play that P.O.P.
Yeah, of course you want to hear P.O.P. break down P.O.P. for the people.
Oh, man. So, mind you guys saw the whole meme, yes, the whole POP, hold it down.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'll admit that it kind of derived from that, but I kind of said, like, you know what, this thing is catchy, but I kind of hear it a different way. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I feel like we're at this point where women just, you know, throw their pussy around like it's nothing, mm-hmm. and y'all don't really understand the whole power that y'all have, you know, just in that. So I figured, like, you know what, let me see who's really still out there holding it down for the real ones, and let me see who really understands, like, there's more power than comes to the eye when it comes to a woman's pussy. So, power of pussy.
What's going to get into it, man? I mean, since Bliss want to hear it right now, it's going
I'm
to
just
get
saying, I know my power,
man. PLP with Joe Moses,
shout
right
out JM,
Homegrown Radio,
Homegrown,
did a Joe in the house, 1993. Grab that. Ladies, understand your power real quick.
She gon' hold it down for the realest, but these niggas never noticed. But she knows the power of a pussy, always keep the nigga on it.
Girl, you got too many bodies, then you'll be my cut. You spitting vocal love. I need you to say it a little cleaner. Well, my new bitch is such a rider, yeah. Only comes around cause she knows that I'm a provider, yeah. Provider with it. Good, take your love again. Girl, you know I got it, babe. Yeah, you know I got it. Don't be so surprised when I blow up and you blowing, baby. You barely got me blinded, oh. But tell me, would you ride for a nigga? Would you die for a nigga? Would you hold it down for a nigga? P.O.P. hold it down for a nigga, like. You can say what you gon' do, but that girl barely wants you. She keep on playing with the power, no pussy, she gon' run a game zone, yo. We on my new bitch, it's such a rider, yeah. But she only goes around, cause she knows that I'm a provider with it. P.O.P., hold it down, boy, nigga, I love you. Mama, I love you. You know that I got you, you know that I got you, baby. Mama, I love you. Mama, I love you.
I'ma get all this out. They really try to figure out the pussy like. Better have this shit right. Better have this shit tight. Cause I done took her down on the first night. First time we made love. First time my nigga fucked. I done took the pussy like OJ. Morton and Rose. Said a dick so good. Haven't given up like Kobe.
Knocking on the door for the fifth time. If your game good, you can keep my.
Fucking on another nigga's bitch. And you be paying on another nigga's rent. So I got a women crush Wednesday on Wednesday. To the top like the Kimbe. Wax on, wax off, I'm a sensei. Damn. Got your young nigga hard like an inmate. LOL with the smiley face on it. Bought a Rolex that look like Corona. BRB, I'll be right back. I'ma bounce it off the glass like Zach. The pussy smell just like Dasani. And the bitch look just like Kalani. I'ma put my tongue all in the nani. I'ma put my tongue all in the nani.
But tell me what you ride. Would you die for a nigga? Would you hold it down for a nigga?
Go on and let the folks know where they can go on and catch that at, how they can download it, how they can support all that. Go ahead.
Go everywhere, man. Go crazy. Go to iTunes and Amazon and Google Play. If you just want to hear it first, go to SoundCloud, Audio Mac, Spotify. You know, if you hear the record around playing, you don't know what it is, just Shazam it. And let's just, you know, get it to however you find it, man.
We got a chance to stream it all last week too. That's why we didn't broadcast last week. You had your listening session for the ladies out there, man. And just talk about the connection with the fans as well, man. Being in this social media age, you kind of do a good job as far as reaching out and being personable with not only female fans, but just fans in general, man. So talk about why that's important for you and your journey.
Really, man, because everything I'm doing, it extends to anyone. Mm-hmm. And by anyone, I mean just whoever is willing and opening and accepting and who needs it. Really, because... Dida Joe is really just at the end of the day about peace and love. Mm-hmm. And I'm really working with a mindset right now that people are on where I feel like it's drifting away from peace, it's drifting away from love. But, you know, I'm going to go ahead and do what I got to do just to get, you know, y'all's attention. And when I know that y'all rocking with me, man, we're going to take y'all on this journey. So whoever's coming, man, come on, let's go. We are on the bigger and better, and I want people to come along with me.
Now, so far, I mean, the project's been out for a week now. I mean, what's been the reception from the fans so far from you, first and foremost?
Man, it's been a lot of love. It's been a lot of love, actually. And it's just crazy, man. I'm still kind of, like, taking it all in and still trying to keep a certain focus so I can just be ready for whatever comes up next. But, yeah, man, And thank you, everybody, who has, you know, shown some type of love, blogs or DJs, taste makers. I can't even speak.
It's all good. You know, that champagne. You good,
man,
bro.
Man, I'm saying.
Don P.
And I don't even drink. Wow. Man, so you know it's special.
You see the way she just threw it out there?
That Don P, man.
Okay, I thought she was saying P.O.P. My bad.
Oh, hey.
She said 7FP. I was like, damn. Damn. Bless, she's just going to throw it out there like that, huh? Damn.
Sipping that P. That's not a bad little hashtag.
Hey, look, that's going to be the next song, man. Why not?
Just sipping on that P. All right.
Now, you mentioned earlier about being the right time, and as far as putting the music out there, man, what made it the right time for you? Like, what made you say, okay, you know what, this is it. Like, I can actually put my body at work out there right now.
Word. Man, just kind of like just looking at the things around me and just kind of allowing them to all fall into my hands. Mm-hmm. And really to elaborate on that, it was just like I needed the right things behind me. And this project really just kept getting bigger on its own. It went from me just doing everything on my own, and I had all these records and stuff. And then along kind of came my boy Ayo, the producer, who's worked with Bryson. He's worked with Chris Brown recently and all kind of names, really. Right, but, you know, he just came along and said, yo, let's do an EP. I want to rock with you. And I was like, well, you know, I already got these records, but I really need some help bringing them there. So he really took them to a different level for me and came in on a couple of the records, not all of them, but, you know, a couple of them, and he just killed it. So as the project started growing, I'm seeing, like, all these things happening around the people kind of, you know, inspiring this project from me. I was like, you know what? There's no way I can really do this on my own. It doesn't deserve to only get to a certain place. So, luckily, man, I ran into my people over at Builders.
Yeah, and, man, shout out.
You know, shout out to everybody over there, from Bang, Sylvan, to Simone, Troy Marshall, and, you know, anybody who's been helping us put this together, help me put this together, man, shout out to everybody. And from there, that's when I finally knew, like, okay, now it's time to put that out, because I had to wait for all those people to fall into place and just a couple little things that God was trying to get me to see first, mm-hmm. and now here we are.
Damn, man.
That's very important, though, to have a team behind you before you put out something that you really believe in.
Because I do so much, exactly. Man. I don't even know how to manage all that. You know, I know what it's capable of, and mm-hmm. I'm just thinking ahead. So it's like, okay, I know what I need in place. And now it's like right here in front of my face. So it's like, okay, the time is now, and I'm really not going nowhere. So I hope y'all ready.
Yo, it's crazy because you don't see that. How old are you again?
23.
It's 23, man. You don't get that. A lot of artists figure that out a little later on in their career. Like, oh, man, I got to get a team. You know, they want to do everything themselves, which I understand. I get it. But it's dope that you're able to figure that out right now and just let other people exceed and excel where they're good at, and you do what you do. Speaking of which, man, shows, man, what you got? I'm not gonna say what you got coming up. We'll talk about that. But when you are on stage,
yeah,
you know, what can the fans expect from a Jitter Joe show?
A Jitter Joe show.
Say that three times in a row. You stupid hoe.
Man.
Hello.
Check out the club.
I mean, I guess you can just get... Well, really, you can prepare yourself for...
He's like, shut up, motherfucker. Let me finish my goddamn answer real quick. Shit.
I'm trying my best not to laugh and speak at the same time.
Now you good, man. Go ahead.
But yeah, really, I guess all you really should expect is a reincarnation of a few greats who already had set the stage before myself. So if you love people like Jimi Hendrix, Bob Marley, Prince, first and foremost, D'Angelo, well, just picture yourself coming to see all them put together into one, and you get a Jitter Joe show.
Dope. Now this one track, we're going to actually play this too before we get up out of here, the 1993. And you talk about Prince so much, man, and how he's such an influence. How did his passing affect you? And then we'll talk about the timing in this particular record, which sound, you know, it's sonically sounds like it. Obviously, it sounds like Prince, you know what I'm saying? Exactly. So was this something that was made prior to him passing, or was it something that you made after?
Well, I'll let you in on a secret. I want to say 1993 itself was actually the last record that I worked on before moving to Los Angeles 3 years ago.
Wow.
So I had no idea that Prince was going to come and do this to me, man. I was hoping he was going to hear the leak and honestly try to get it removed because I had, you know, remade
Beautiful
Ones.
Yeah, you don't play. Yeah.
You know, so I was kind of looking forward to that, as sad as it sounds. Yeah. But it was crazy. Real bittersweet, man, because, again, I had just done my first performance the night prior to his death. And so the next morning I wake up to some texts from my godbrother, another very huge influence to my production and musicianship, saying, bro, Prince is dead. And it was just like crazy, because I actually had a dream that same night that I don't really remember it all, but I do remember Prince just kind of coming to me, and he was like handing me this guitar pick, and he had like one of those little Prince smirks on his face, like, okay, it's your turn now.
That's crazy.
So
that's crazy.
I kind of woke up that morning. I'm sitting in bed, and I'm really still. It's just really still to me. And it just really felt like, you know what? Whatever, you know, everyone else does to honor him, that's great. But I don't care what anybody says. I'm here to keep Prince going, and that's all you're going to get from me. You know, everything that Prince did, you know, I'm going to keep that going. It's cool because I found out after his death that I had a lot of coincidences like him. We both started learning guitar at age 13. And both, like I said, our parents were the same in the way they were. They, one being a musician, one being an artist, and both playing in the same band and saying, hey, our kid's going to be a musician. And that's how we came about. So all those pieces, I don't feel like came together in no kind of coincidence.
Nah,
so I'm here, and Prince is always going to stay here as long as I'm here. So that's all there is to it, man.
So yo, you know, since you're going to keep it going, you have to wear the pants with the ass cut out.
Oh, why not? Come on, man.
I'm just saying.
I mean, I can compromise.
Put some heels on.
You're like, I can do one sheet, but I can't do two. You know what I mean?
Okay, maybe I'll give y'all a little bit of like plumber's crack every now and then.
Plumber's crack? Like,
that's awesome.
Or like, you can redo the photo in the 1999.
Well,
CD, because I opened it today. I was like, oh, Prince was
wildin'.
He was wildin'.
True artistry at its finest, man. Now, that's amazing. Now for this, 7 tracks on here, I know you had a lot. Well, did you have a lot of material that you had to cut down, or was this just...
Not at all.
Really? Actually. So this is just the work that you had out there and was like, cool, I can rock with this.
Yeah, because it's kind of like a story, man. And it's just like one of those things where I kept hearing all these records kind of come to mind, and it was just about me, like, placing all the scenes together like any, you know, director or producer would do for movies. So, it's like my story in an audio film form or audio book form or something. So as people listen to it, I hope they can kind of, like, take away from that in its own way. Mm-hmm. Still kind of in an R&B smooth way, but, you know, I just want people to enjoy the ride, man.
Now, was there anything that didn't make the project?
Oh, man, was there?
Like,
I think there was maybe one other record, man, that me and AO did, and I'm definitely going to keep that to the side, you know, for you guys.
Man.
Yeah, I'm going to hold on to it. But it was just like, I got to this point where I really knew, like, okay, this is just this part of my life. This is what needs to be out there. This isn't something I just need to put the best records, period, on there. I need to put the best ones that are going to construct this story and tell you guys like where I'm kind of like going and coming from, and whatever way you want to take it. And so, yeah, man, it luckily came out to just those seven, which, you know, they say that's the cutoff for EPs and stuff. So that's cool. You know, I didn't want to put out a full album because I want to do that the right way.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, man, again, it all just worked out in its own way, and everything is just like the perfect piece to tell you like how bits of my life has gone since moving to LA.
Great introduction.
I was just going to say, great introduction, man. I mean, 1993, I'm thoroughly impressed with it. And I tell people all the time, I'm not an R&B dude by any means, and it's not nothing to diss the genre or anything like that, but it's just I fuck with this, for real. So you guys go out there, support that. It's on homegrownradio.net. Before Blizz beats herself up because of these gnats, is like taking over right
and
now.
And I do want to say this because a couple of my friends are tuned in, and they were tuned in for the Blizz business.
Dope.
That was my apologies that we are not going to do the Blizz business tonight.
God damn it, Blizz.
But it's all good. We'll be back next Thursday.
Absolutely,
with
man.
All the hot topics.
Now, what we do have to ask before you get up out of here, before we play all 1993 right. as well, the year can't end without Did a Joe doing what?
What?
Man, going for the Grammy.
Going for the Grammy, all huh? Right. That's
how
it is.
Going for the Grammy, man.
So if Chance can get on the Billboard with streaming his mixtape, then anything is possible right now.
Hey, Kehlani did it, man. That's my homegirl. Shout out Kehlani, Tsunami Mob. So
absolutely.
She can do it. I can do it.
Absolutely.
And how can they get in contact with you one more time, bro?
Everywhere you go, Did a Joe.
There we go.
I really just came up with that on the spot. I kind of like that.
That
everywhere you go, follow Did a Joe.
There we go.
Everywhere you go, follow Did a Joe. Yeah, man.
Hashtag that.
Hell yeah.
That's straight nice.
Up. You got a hashtag. And again, if you need the spelling, that's DIDDAJOE. Everywhere.
Dida. No, I'm just playing. No, they say that. Huh?
Dida, Diddy.
You get all Diddy Bob.
Diddy.
In Atlanta, yeah, Atlanta, they call me Diddy Joe. Diddy Joe.
Hey, Diddy Joe. Hey, Diddy
Joe, my boy.
My boy.
My boy. Like, Diddy Joe, where the new music at?
We're going to run into this 1993, man. Congratulations on everything, man. Much
thank
more
you.
Success. I already know we're going to see more of you in the
definitely.
Future, man. So keep doing your thing, man. Brother. Diddy Joe, everything you need to know right here on Home Road Radio. Motherfucker, and you know, we about this bitch, man. It's almost checkout time. We're going to get this 1993
let's talk
before we
about
do that.
Us being it's lovers late. again. She wanna take you there, oh yeah. Take off the lingerie, put on some diamonds and pearls. You sexy motherfucker. And I don't want relationships, just wanna kiss you. Got a couple pins of vaccine, let's make it feel good. You keep stepping too close to me, you'll get burned. Fuck her right there, what time if I get high? Girl, your Spanish skin's exotic. And I really need somebody, so tell me how you let somebody. Cause I really want your body, ayy. You want it bad, something that you never had. Well, woman, let me show you how it's supposed to be, yeah. Yeah, I just wanna take you there. Look. All I wanna play is some 93 music with you. You're the radio. Get freaky with you. So just lay your body next to mine. This is what love making supposed to feel like. Be loved. Let me show you how to do it, baby. Till the morning time. You want it bad, something that you never had.